This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Natalie Skoland. Eviction filings are on the rise in Maricopa County. September marked the third consecutive month of record highs in filings since over a decade ago. Officials say the average judgment against tenants is nearly double what it was 4 years ago. This isn't the first time Maricopa County has had an evictions boom. The county had some of the highest eviction rates in the nation prior to state and federal eviction moratoriums during the pandemic. Those moratoriums have since ended. New district lines in the East Valley could mean a tougher win for U.S. Representative Greg Stanton, a Democrat. Stanton won the last two elections in the Democratic-leaning 4th District that covers parts of Tempe, Chandler, and Mesa. This year, amid newly redrawn district lines, Stanton faces a closer battle against Republican candidate Kelly Cooper. Cooper is a Marine veteran and restaurant owner new to the political arena. Cooper has called to defund the FBI after they raided former President Donald Trump's Florida estate in August, and also asked for the release of those who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Arizona State football picked up its biggest win of the season earlier this month with an upset win over Washington. Cronkite News' Damon Farrell takes us back to a pivotal moment in the game where an unlikely hero emerged for the Sun Devils.
It's the second quarter. ASU is down 7 against a top 25 opponent, and starting quarterback Emory Jones just left the game due to a head injury. Former walk-on Trenton Bourget is thrust into action. The Sun Devils tie the game on the next play. Bourget's family and former teammates knew what he was capable of.
They expect nothing different. You know, I've been able to do this my whole life and just been super blessed to make a lot of memories on the football field and excited to make some more.
Bourget went on to have 182 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Sun Devils' 45-38 upset victory over Washington. The redshirt junior capped it off with a go-ahead touchdown toss with 7 minutes left in the game.
Second and goal. Bourget looking left all the way. Got his man. Touchdown, Arizona State!
The moment was extra special for the Tucson native. Bourget used his cameo as an opportunity to showcase what an Arizona kid can do.
My whole life, I think Tucson in general, but especially Arizona as a whole state, has kind of been overlooked. Arizona has a lot of great talent that leaves the state and goes to big-time programs, and I think, you know, hopefully this program is going to start, using that in-state talent to build an empire here in-state with Arizona kids like we've already started to do.
Coach Sean Aguano agrees. He's been vocal about the importance of keeping in-state talent at home, but that didn't stop Aguano on Monday from naming Emory Jones as the starting quarterback for this week against Stanford.
In my philosophy, I don't think somebody's replaced because of injury. From a relief standpoint, I know that I have a quality backup that can win games for us, and so that kind of takes a lot of off of my shoulders.
Bourget was named the Manning National Quarterback of the Week for his performance against Washington. He says he'll be ready no matter who the starter is moving forward.
I'm going to continue to control what I can, whether they name Emory, me, or whoever else the starter. You know, I'm going to continue to prepare like I am the starter.
Next up, ASU travels to Palo Alto to take on 2-4 Stanford. Much like the Sun Devils, the Cardinal are coming off an upset victory after beating Notre Dame 16-14 this Saturday. Damon Farrell, Cronkite News.
Thanks again to Damon Farrell for that story. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Natalie Skoland.